We're coming up now to the mysterious and wonderful Feast of Epiphany, which is the occasion when the three wise men arrive at Bethlehem. And it seems to me a very special day, not just the last of the days of Christmas, but it's special because the wise men, these mysterious travellers, are Gentiles. They're not part of the Jewish covenant people. And they're the first sign that this baby is not just going to be born King of the Jews, but is going to be a gift from God to the whole world. And I love the way they're often portrayed as representing three different races. I think they're very attractive and strange, compelling figures. So here's a little sonnet called Epiphany. It goes like this. Epiphany. It might have been just someone else's story. Some chosen people get a special king. We leave them to their own peculiar glory. We don't belong. It doesn't mean a thing. But when these three arrive, they bring us with them, Gentiles like us. Their wisdom might be ours, a steady step that finds an inner rhythm, a pilgrim's eye that sees beyond the stars. They did not know his name, but still they sought him. They came from otherwhere, but still they found. In temples they found those who sold and bought him, but in the filthy stable, hallowed ground. Their courage gives our questing hearts a voice to seek, to find, to worship, to rejoice.